ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये. We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 17, text 17, 18, 19. The divisions of faith. Shraddhaya paraya taptam. Tapastatrividham nare. अफलाकांक्षिभिर्युक्तैः सात्विकं परिचक्षते सत्कारो मानप्रजार्थम् तपोदम्भेन चैव यत् क्रियते तदिह प्रोक्तम् राजसं चलंहध्रुवं मूढग्राहेणात्मनो यत् पीडया क्रियते तपः परस्योच्छादनार्थं वा ततामसं उदारतम्. Shraddhaya paraya tattam tapastreti vividham hare aphalakanchivirutai satyakam parichakshate satkaramana pujartham तपोदम्भेन चैव यत् क्रियते तदियं प्रोक्तं राजसं चलंहध्रुवं मूढग्राहेण आत्मनो यत् पीडया क्रियते तपः परस्याच्छेदनार्थं वा तत्ताम समुदारतम. मताजी श्रद्धया परया तप्तम त्रिविधं नरे अफलाकांक्षिभियुक्ते सात्विकं परिचक्षते सत्कारमानप्रदार्थम् अभोदम्भेन चैव यत् क्रियते तदियं प्रोक्तं राजसं चलंहध्रुवं श्रद्धया विथ फेथ परया ट्रांसेंडेंटल तप्तम एग्जीक्यूटेड तपह austerity, tat, that, trividham, of three kinds, narahi, by men, aphala akankshivi, who are without desires for fruits, yuktahi, engaged, Sattvikam in the mode of goodness, Parichakshate, is called. लोग आ सकते हैं भीतर. सत्कार, रेस्पेक्ट, मान, अनर, पूजा एंड वर्शिप, अर्थम फॉर द सेक ऑफ, तपह ऑस्टेरिटी, दम्भेन विथ प्राइड, च ऑल्सो एवा सर्टनली यत व्हिच क्रियते इज परफॉर्म्ड तत दैट इह इन दिस वर्ल्ड प्रोक्तम इज सेड. राजसम इन द मोड ऑफ पैशन, चलम फ्लिकरिंग, अध्रुवम टेम्पररी. मूढ़ा, फुलिश, ग्राहेण विथ एंडेवर, आत्मन ऑफ वन्स ओन सेल्फ, यत व्हिच पीड़या बाय टॉर्चर क्रियते इज परफॉर्म्ड, तपह पेनांस परस्य टू अदर्स उत्साहन अर्थम फॉर द सेक ऑफ कजिंग एनिहिलेशन बा और तत दैट तामसम इन द मोड ऑफ डार्कनेस उदाहृतम इज सेड टू बी. ट्रांसलेशन, दिस थ्रीफोल्ड ऑस्टेरिटी performed with transcendental faith by men, not expecting material benefits, but engaged only for the sake of the Supreme, is called austerity in goodness. Penance performed out of pride and for the sake of gaining respect, honor, and worship is said to be in the mode of passion. It is neither stable nor permanent. Penance performed out of foolishness with self-torture or to destroy or injure others is said to be in the mode of ignorance. So the first verse has no purpose. This last two verses have purpose. So we'll study the purpose by Prabhupada. Purport. Sometimes penance and austerity are executed to attract people and receive honor, respect, and worship from others. Persons in the mode of passion arrange to be worshipped by the subordinates and let them wash their feet and offer riches. Such arrangements, artificially made by the performance of penances, are considered to be in the mode of passion. The results are temporary. They can be continued for some time, but they are not permanent. Third verse, purport. There are instances of foolish penance, foolish penance undertaken by demons like Hiranyakashipu, who performed austere penances to become immortal and kill the demigods. He prayed to Brahma for such things, but ultimately he was killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To undergo penances for something which is impossible is certainly in the mode of ignorance. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవంశ శ్రీరూపం సగ్రజాతం సగణరఘునాథ నితంతం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాం సగణలలిత శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతి గోపీశ గోపికాకంత రాధాకంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కంచన గౌరంగీ రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరి విశ్వామసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధువేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో మహాబలాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నమ్నే గౌరతి నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే So here in these verses of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is describing austerity in three modes of material nature. In the previous three verses, Lord Krishna has already explained about the three types of austerities. Austerity of body, austerity of mind and austerity of speech. And in these three verses, he is describing that austerity performed in three modes of material nature. And what are the symptoms of those austerities in three modes of material nature? So, in verse 17, Lord Krishna says, Shraddhaya paraya taptam tapastatrividham narai aphalakankshibhir yuktai sattikam parichakshate. So it is very important actually that to know that what type of austerity is good for us to make advancement in spiritual life. Because out of ignorance, people, they perform different kinds of austerity in different modes, according to their modes, and which are temporary and also not very beneficial for making advancement in spiritual life. So, this austerity, it is very essential in spiritual life that makes our existence purified. That's why those who are Brahmins specifically, they are considered very austere because they study the scriptures and also they endeavor to make advancement in spiritual life, and then they teach this thing to other society members how to make advancement in spiritual life. And those who are actually following the path of spiritual life, they are supposed to know this thing and they are supposed to perform austerity to purify their existence. Because we have from the very beginning, since time immemorial, we have developed this attitude of attraction for sense gratification. And because of this attitude for sense gratification, we have actually come to this material world and we have been given the opportunity to try to gratify our senses. But since this desire for sense gratification is there since time immemorial, so it is very difficult to give it up. And those who are frustrated in this material world, trying again and again for sense gratification, but still they have not become happy. Because this is the nature of material sense gratification, that whatever way we may try, we can never become happy in this material world. Because this is dukkhalayam or sasvatam. This is a place of misery and this is temporary. So, to purify our existence and bring our mind or to resist our mind from sense gratification, it is necessary to perform some kind of austerity. Because mind is so restless and turbulent, it always drags us for material sense gratification, even if we sometimes or we know that this material sense gratification cannot actually give us the ultimate happiness. But just to restrict the mind and keep it in the service of Krishna, we have to train up our mind through this austerity. And Lord Krishna, in the previous verses, he has already expressed that what is the austerity of mind, and at the same time, what is the austerity of body and speech. So, in the previous verse, Lord Krishna says that mana prasada samyatam maunam atma vinigraha bhava sansuddhi iteva tapo manasam uchyate. Satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control and purification of one's existence are the austerities of the mind. So, this is the austerity of the mind. The first thing Krishna speaks about satisfaction, that one must be satisfied in one's position. In whatever position one is, he must be satisfied in that position. Because most of the time we are not satisfied in our position and we think, oh, he is better or that person is better, let me become like him. So in that way we are always not satisfied in our position. And that is the main thing that we try or endeavor to get a position which is actually not compatible with us. So satisfaction is actually the one quality of a Brahmin. And Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Santushta Satatam Yogi Yatatma Dridanishchaya. Anyone who is endeavoring to be united with the Supreme, the first thing that he must be always satisfied, whatever he gets by Krishna's mercy, whether it is pleasure or sorrow or misery, whatever, one must be satisfied in his position, thinking that whatever he is getting, it is by the mercy of the Lord, and depend on him and always try to please him. So this is the first thing, how we can control our mind. Because these thoughts of sense gratification generally first comes to the mind. And then the chain reaction starts, like Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita. That dhyayato viṣayān puṁsā saṅgaste supajāyate saṅgāt saṅjāyate kāma kāma krodha vijāyate krodhāt bhavati sammoha sammohāt smṛti vibhrama smṛti bhansāt buddhināsa buddhināsāt panasyate. So it all starts from the mind, when mind thinks about sense gratification. And if we go on thinking in our mind for some time, then it will be very difficult for us to control our mind. Because as soon as we go on thinking on sense gratification, then naturally we will develop attachment for sense gratification. And when we develop attachment for sense gratification, naturally first we will try to enjoy within our mind. That if I get that object of sense gratification, how can I become happy? We will first enjoy it within our mind, and then we will plan how to get that object of sense gratification. So it all starts from the mind. And a person who is trying to make advancement in spiritual life, the first thing he is supposed to do to check the mind at the time of thinking about sense gratification. As soon as your thoughts would come, we cannot stop the thoughts. But if we are alert, then we can, as soon as the thoughts come to our mind, then if we are alert, then immediately we stop that thought, drive away that thought out from the mind, and bring Krishna to our mind. In that way only, we can check our mind. Otherwise, it is very difficult to control our mind. It's so restless and obstinate. So, in this way, actually, we can control our mind. And then, when mind is controlled, then whatever situation we are, when we depend on Krishna and whatever situation we are, we will be satisfied with that. That's why Krishna says, Santushta Satatam Yogi Yatatma Dridhanishchaya. Anyone who is actually endeavoring with determination to make advancement in spiritual life, he must be satisfied in his position. Whatever he gets by the mercy of Krishna, he should be satisfied with that and try to endeavor with that same determination to please Krishna and serve Krishna throughout his life. So here, Krishna says that those who are performing austerities without expecting the result of that austerity to enjoy, aphala kaṅśina bhi yuktai sattikam parisakṣate. They are to be called in the mode of goodness. Like, we see that devotees, generally, they are getting up early in the morning, taking bath, coming for Mangala Arati. This is an austerity. Many people, they like to sleep at the end of night. But devotees, they get up and get ready to get the darshan of the Lord and try to do Nama Sankirtan to please the Lord. So this is the austerity devotees take. And to control their mind, devotees chant the holy name of the Lord. And at the same time, devotees, they perform different kinds of services to please the Lord. So when devotees do like this without expecting any result, because initially those devotees who are not in the higher platform, they may expect some results initially. But those devotees who are in a higher platform, they don't expect any results of their service. They only want to serve the Lord and please the Lord. So, aphalakankshivirukte satyakam parichakshate. That those devotees who are trying to serve the Lord without expecting the results of their activity, they are to be considered in the mode of goodness. And then Krishna explains about the devotees performing austerity in the mode of passion. Satkara mana pujartham tapo dammena chaivayat kriyate tadiham pruktam rajasam chalang adhruvam. And these austerities performed while expecting some result. Result of getting some respect from others, getting some worship from others, and in this way, if someone is very proud of performing great austerity and thinking that by performing this austerity, people will worship me, people will be attracted to me, and I will get prestige. In this way, when they perform austerity, which is also temporary, and so this austerity is considered to be in the mode of passion. So, accordingly, also, it has been described that devotional service is also divided into three forms. Devotional service in the mode of goodness, devotional service in the mode of passion, and devotional service in the mode of ignorance. So, I will come to that after studying the next verse. Devotional service in three modes. So, here we see that those who are performing austerity with some material, with the motive of material benefit. So, they are performing austerity in the mode of passion, because they are expecting some result, worship, prestige, and other things, which is temporary. So here, we see that many people, they perform austerity with the hope of attracting people towards them. And when people are attracted towards them, then they can manipulate things and try to exploit those people. So this is their intention. So once I had told this story, I think, before also. Once when I was in Govardhan, I was doing Govardhan Parikrama. So there was a new bhakta. He was also doing Parikrama with me. So while we were doing Parikrama, one sadhu, we don't know which sampradaya was he, from him. So, he was, that was summer time, and that was almost 11 o'clock, something like that, in summer. And that sadhu was sitting at the foothill of Govardhan, and he was sitting next to fire. Fire was burning. He was sitting next to the fire. And some people were also with him. So this new bhakta who was doing parikrama with me, he became attracted to that sadhu. And he told me that, Maharaj, you see, this sadhu is so austere. This is too hot in the summer, and he is sitting next to the fire. So he is performing so much austerity. But we are not performing so much austerity. He was telling us that we devotees are not performing so much austerity, whereas the sadhu is performing so much austerity. So I thought that this new bhakta, he has been attracted to the austerity of the sadhu. So then I told him that, you see, this sadhu is performing this austerity, sitting next to the fire, for what? Why is he doing that? Do you know? He said, no, I don't know. I said, he's doing that to attract people towards him. That says, 3-4 people are also sitting next to him. But we have done this kind of austerity many times in our previous lives. And as a result, we have come to this Krishna consciousness. We have studied the Vedas. We have performed all kinds of austerities. And after many, many lifetimes, we have come to this Krishna consciousness, and we are able to chant the holy name of the Lord and take all kinds of austerities for the service of Krishna. So whatever we are doing, you may think that this is, we are not so austere, but we have already done this kind of austerity in our previous lifetimes. And whatever austerity now we are doing, that we are doing for the service of Krishna. Because sometimes we don't understand what austerity we are doing. Because we just only get up for Mangala Arati and do our service and chant, dance and take Krishna Prasad. This does not look like austerity. This is like enjoyment. But still, there are some people who cannot also do this. Many people we see in the railway station or bus stands, they beg for money. And when we tell them, okay, why are you begging? You come to our temple and you stay there in the temple, you can get your food and place to stay, you don't have to beg anymore, and you serve Krishna. But they will never agree. They like to beg, but they will not come to stay in the temple and serve Krishna. So people, they have different ideas of performing austerity. So here Krishna says, those who are performing austerity to attract people towards them. Sometimes even our devotees, they also perform too much austerity. Like they do, and we have known some devotees, they would do Govardhan Parikrama, which is 21 kilometers, and one time we do Parikrama, we become tired. So sometimes these devotees, they do Govardhan Parikrama twice, thrice in a day. So naturally they are very austere. And also we see many devotees, they do very austere Chaturmasya Vrat. So they may do that. But If our austerity is not meant to please Krishna, if our austerity is not meant to please Krishna, then that austerity will become just meant to attract others towards them. So sometimes it happens. If, like we see many sadhus, those who only drink milk throughout their life, they are called Dugdhahari Baba. Or someone only takes fruits throughout his life, Phalahari Baba. So in that way they attract so many people because of this austerity. And naturally austerity will attract people. But what is our intention of doing that austerity? To please Krishna or to attract the people towards us? So Krishna here says in this verse, those who are performing austerity to attract people for name and fame, so that austerity is in the mode of passion. But if it is meant to please Krishna, then that is in the mode of goodness. And then the third one, Lord Krishna says, Mudha grahena atmana yat pidaya kriyate tapah parasyat sadhanarthumba tattama tamasaharadam tattamasam udaharadam. And those who are performing austerity out of foolishness, and they torture themselves to perform that austerity. And the purpose of their austerity is to destroy or injure others. So that type of austerity is in the mode of ignorance, like Hiranyakashipu. Prabhupada gives the example of Hiranyakashipu. He was performing great austerity. So, and what are the intention of his austerity? To destroy the demigods. So, his austerity was meant to destroy others. That's why though he was performing severe austerity, but it was meant to destroy others, so that's why it is in the mode of ignorance. And he was torturing his body just to perform this austerity for the destruction of others. So, this kind of austerity is actually very harmful to the society. Those who perform this kind of austerity, they actually harm the society in general. And this is in the mode of ignorance. So, sometimes we see that devotees also, if they are envious of others, if they want to do harm of others, even if they are devotees, sometimes devotees have this nature. They are envious of others, they want to harm others, put them in trouble. So that kind of devotees are actually in the mode of ignorance. And it has been stated that those devotees, if they leave their body in that state of mind, in that mode of ignorance, if they leave their body, their destination is Pitruloka. They will go to Pitruloka, which is next to hellish planets. And those devotees who are performing devotional service in the mode of passion, they want name, fame, prestige, material happiness. So that kind of a devotees, they are in the mode of passion, and if they leave their body in that state, their destination will be heavenly planet. And those devotees in the mode of goodness and performing devotional service, so their destination is actually Brahmaloka. But those devotees who are in pure goodness, their destination will be the spiritual planet. So this has been described in Skanda Purana, where Narad Muni was describing to Maharaj Indradumna about the devotion in three modes of material nature and the destination of the devotees in these modes. So it is very important, that's why, to know that our devotional service is in what mode. If we are performing devotional service in the mode of ignorance or passion or even goodness, we have to strive to attain the state of pure goodness, which is actually the real devotional service, pure devotional service, by which you can attain the lotus feet of the Lord. So this depends upon our association, that what kind of devotees you are associating with. If you are associating with devotees who are in the pure goodness, then naturally we will be purified and we will strive to perform devotional service in the mode of pure goodness. So, and if you are associating with other kinds of devotees, you will remain in that mode. So it is very essential that we analyze our own devotional service, our own austerity we are performing to please Krishna, and then we can actually improve our standard from ignorance to passion to goodness and pure goodness, and at last we can attain the lotus feet of the Lord. So we'll stop here. If any questions or comments, yeah. Mike. Battery is down or what?
You were talking about that sadhu who was performing his severe austerities in Govardhana.
Yes.
And you say that we don't need to do that because we've already done it in previous lives.
Yeah.
So my question is, do we have to go through this stuff? We cannot come to...
We don't have to. We can come directly. But like Krishna says, bahunang janmanangante gyanavan mang prapadyate. So this kind of people, they take long time to come to Krishna consciousness because they have to go through all these things. But if someone by the mercy of Vaishnava or Krishna, one can come to Krishna consciousness very easily without going through all these processes. And like Prabhupada has created that situation now. In Kali Yuga, actually not so many people are qualified to perform devotional service. We are all wretched. But still Prabhupada has created that situation by propagating Krishna consciousness. And actually Prabhupada has created Agyanta Sukriti for us to come to Krishna consciousness. That's why very easily by the mercy of Vaishnava, very easily we are coming to Krishna consciousness, and we have to make the best use of coming to Krishna consciousness by attending pure devotional service.
We come to devotional service directly here, but in previous life we have done something austerity, we have performed, that's why we have come to this devotional service. Otherwise, in getting devotional service is not possible. Even the family, our family, or the Sikhoka family, and so on.
Actually, coming to devotional service does not depend upon any austerity. Coming to devotional service depends upon the pious act which leads to devotion. That kind of pious act, not ordinary pious act. Some pious act can lead to karma. Some pious act can lead to jnana, but some pious act can lead to bhakti. So we have done some pious act which led to bhakti, and that's why we have come. And even there was one question to Prabhupada. I don't know who asked, some Western devotees asked to Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, we are all mlechas. We have taken birth in Malaysia country. But how could we come to Krishna consciousness? We had no Agnata Sukruti. So how could we come to Krishna consciousness? Then Prabhupada answered that I have created your Agnata Sukruti. Though you had no Agnata Sukruti, I have created for you.